October is Infant Mortality Awareness Month, and in an effort to raise awareness of prenatal monitoring, professionals from the Hamilton County Health Department have joined me to discuss some simple techniques to track the health of your baby even before it's born. The incidence of infant mortality has dropped significantly over the span of decades, but Hamilton County is still dealing with higher numbers of infant deaths than most of the state of Tennessee. Lisa Vincent is the program manager for Fetal and Infant Mortality Review at the Health Department and has been working with her staff to educate new and expecting mothers.
Our infant mortality rate dropped some from 2010 to 2011, so we have seen some improvement. And we have done a lot of initiatives and programs, and we are still working and doing many things. We're very active out in our community. We are still promoting our Safe Sleep campaign. We worked with a community member to get a billboard, a Safe Sleep billboard, out. It's out on Brainerd Road, and it is a memorial to one of our babies that was lost. His name is Justice. It's a very nice billboard, and it advertises our SafeSleepTN.org site. That is one of the most important ways that we can reduce our infant mortality rate because it's preventable. We can prevent infant deaths by placing babies to sleep correctly, alone, on their back, and in their crib. We also launched one of our new initiatives in September as well, and that is what we call our prenatal passport. When we reviewed cases of infant loss, we realized that mothers had some issues with communication with providers. So we created this communication tool. We called it a prenatal passport and Destination Healthy Delivery. It's a record of the mom's care that she carries with her. There's a place on there to document her blood pressure, her weight, questions that she has that she wants to remember to ask the provider, responses that she gets from the provider. We also put little reminders on there for her if there are issues that she's having. These are important things for her to note. If you're having these, you need to go to the emergency room or you need to remember to tell your provider these things. We delivered all of those out to the OB providers during the month of September. So if you are an expectant mom, please ask your OB provider for one.
The newest program to help reduce the infant mortality rate is called Count the Kicks. Expectant mothers are asked to spend some time each day counting the kicks or movements of their fetus. The standard of care with ACOG, the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, is 10 or more movements within a 2-hour period. Megan Petty is the local ambassador for the Count the Kicks program.
The program originated in Iowa and has some success there at reducing stillbirth. It was started by 5 women who experienced infant loss. Count the Kicks has put out a web-based app. We're still looking for funding to make it available on your phone, but they've done it in a way that is good for research purposes, so making sure they have all the right demographic information on the moms before they start looking at the kick counts themselves. There were a number of moms who had been reaching out to them over the years trying to get involved with their efforts and trying to bring it to their home states. And I was one of those moms. We have partnered with them, and I've become the Tennessee ambassador for Count the Kicks. And since I'm a resident of Hamilton County, my short-term goal is to make sure that every mom in Hamilton County knows about fetal kick monitoring and has resources through their OB's office to make sure that they're educated about how to do it properly and to consult their physician if they notice any changes.
When you think about it, any loss of a baby, whether it's before birth or very soon after in that first year, is devastating to a family. You don't always know the signs or symptoms that the fetus is in danger or the infant may be in danger. You may not see the signs, or you might not understand the danger the child is in.
That's correct. And that's why we're really promoting the Count the Kicks program, because it is a way for the mom to learn the normal patterns of her baby before the baby's born. It's another way for the mom to slow down the pace of life, because moms are busy. Even when they're pregnant, they're still on the go, they're busy, they're not always paying full attention to what's going on with their pregnancy, and we realize that. We're all busy in life. But it's a way to slow down and really pay attention for a few minutes to their baby, what their baby's normal activity patterns are. And then that way you can pick up on if something is different. You know, maybe I need to talk with my doctor about that. So it opens up a dialogue and a conversation between the patient and the physician. And that's what this is all about, is helping the mom to be an active participant in their prenatal care.
When you're talking counting the kicks, how early in a pregnancy are you really expecting that movement?
What the Count the Kicks program suggests is that women are informed about counting fetal movements at their gestational diabetes visit, and that usually occurs around week 28. That's really the goal, is in your third trimester to be very aware. And there's a common misconception among women that their babies will move less as it nears their due date, and that is an incorrect assumption about a baby. That also leads moms to not be as quite connected towards the end, thinking everything is fine and we're really close to the date.
The fetus will be active at different times of the day. I mean, there are down times when they're resting and times when they're more active. So how do you know which 2 hours of the day that you want to start counting?
Usually you do it twice a day. So you try to get it at two different times. Pick a time where your baby's generally pretty active so it takes you less time to do the testing, but especially one at night, right before bed. A lot of infant deaths occur while the mom is sleeping, and right before bedtime is a really clear indicator about the urgency of needing to visit the ER or call your doctor.
Another good thing to do is to have something cold to drink before you do it, some juice, something with some natural sugar in it, and something cold, and that will stimulate the baby to move. Also, if the mom has been up walking around, has her heart rate up, then that also will increase the oxygen going to the baby and will tend to wake the baby up and will increase the baby's movements as well.
Also, it's important to know that typically fetal death doesn't occur quickly. It's something that happens over a number of days. And so if the mom is aware of the pattern, there is time to save those babies. Maybe not every baby, but it's important to know that there is a window and moms need to be, trust your gut about it. And this gives a way for moms to have the information when they go to the doctor and say, it's not just my gut. Here, I'm showing you the information that I've tracked my baby's movements. And it gives the doctor more information to work with.
And that's the nice thing about this web-based app that you can find on the Count the Kicks website. It's www.countthekicks.org. It will help you track the baby's movements so that you can see from day to day when your baby has typically been more active, how long it has taken for you to get your 10 movements in from each day to day. So it's a nice app to be able to follow your baby's particular movements.
Every year in the U.S., about 26,000 babies are lost to stillbirth. They can be caused by a variety of things. Often they're umbilical cord accidents. You know, this is something that is more prevalent than we hear about in our daily lives. Moms are affected by this regularly. We lost our son Miles last year.
Mm-hmm. How far along were you when you lost your baby?
I had reported to my midwife at 39 weeks that I had felt some decreased motion, but I had not been kick counting and was not familiar with this technique. You know, she listened to the heart rate and it was good. And that's something that is important to know. The heart rate is not necessarily the only indicator of fetal health that's important in these situations. So at my 40-week appointment, we found out that our son Miles had died.
It's a hard thing to deal with. It is a serious loss. Mm-hmm.
It is. And I have to say that Hospice of Chattanooga is very supportive of women in our community who have those fetal losses and also just infant losses as well. And they offer bereavement services free of charge to moms for up to 13 months. So if there are women listening who have experienced a recent loss, I will say that that was one of my greatest support systems in dealing with our grief.
Was this the reason you got involved in the Counting the Kicks campaign?
Absolutely.
Well, do you think that maybe had you known, that's got to be part of your mindset?
It is my belief that we could have saved our baby.
Had you been informed?
Had I known this information, because I did everything else I could have done, and we had a healthy pregnancy.
And I think this just shows the importance of really stressing to moms, doing the count the kicks. It's very easy to do 10 kicks, which are really 10 movements in a 2-hour window, noticing any real differences in your baby's movement patterns and reporting it to your doctor.
You can learn more or sign up to use the web application online at www.countthekicks.org. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.